B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
What do I?
I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok. 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Happy hump day. Zoe, Hardy.
Hi.
Good morning to you, fine sir.
Good morning. Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 Sports Hub simulcast on NBC Sports Boston. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It's very nice. It's very nice to see you and to have you listen to
us. Well, you
today.
Can't see them. They can see you.
Thank you very much,
it's
ma'am.
It's nice to be seen.
Yes, sir, and madams out there. Thank you very much.
Got
just want to be
such a polite man.
New jacket there.
I'm
going to
be very polite.
Got a new jacket, though?
Got a new jacket.
Yep. Somebody went to Burlington Coat Factory.
Somebody went to Lululemon. Yeah, I wish. Wish it was Burlington Coat Factory.
Now you know where all your money went.
Yeah.
Why you buy Lululemon?
I didn't buy it.
Oh, all right.
We'll leave that one alone. Sore subject.
Right. Yep.
Nope. Ooh. Saved a lot of money.
Maybe that's this why Zoe is nice. Selling back cracks at the midday market for $2 apparently today, along with the egg salad sandwiches he has produced.
Big day, and I got a thumbs up.
You have to buy both.
From Brian Schneekloff. He's outside cutting deals in his car, in his truck, like yours, the big Ram. The egg salad sandwich has made it to the midday market today. By popular demand, Adam 12, he requested this. You have the option to toast the bread. I have a very nice...
The dollar extra.
I don't want to toast the bread.
They call it an artisan bread. And I said, hey, come here, guy, in the store next door. Why you call that artisan bread? He goes, it's made with your hands. I'm like, so you mean all the other bread in here is not made with your hands? But this one specially is? He goes, yeah, that's why we call it artisan bread. So I picked the artisan bread, got a quart of egg salad, and they are custom-made egg salad sandwiches.
Wait, where's the egg $2? Salad from? I thought you were going to make the egg salad at home.
I was busy. At TV
so
today, did that.
Deli bought egg salad. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, it's good. It is good.
I would actually highly recommend the Lambert's egg salad.
Love
that
Lambert's.
They sell there. It's a deluxe egg salad, I think it says on the label, or supreme, whatever it is, but it's delicious.
Got a lot
delicious.
Of good friends over there. Yeah. A lot of good friends at Lambert's.
Also, the cranberry walnut chicken. I don't know if it's walnuts. It's cranberry chicken salad,
right.
Though.
You don't even eat the bread.
Right. No, just eat it right out of that container.
Egg salad sandwiches today, boss. $2. You can buy them for the whole crew in there. Not like we have a lot of people in there, but, you know, yeah.
I'm not pleased with the different price point.
I'm not either. It's a price point.
No, we're not happy with that. Everything Hardy and I had strict rules that it was going to be. Everything was $1.
But these are $2.
Do you see what's going on at the dollar store and Dollar General?
Yeah, they're raising prices to over $1, and people are irate.
But there was always stuff in dollar stores that was over $1.
Not all of them.
Why is this news now? No, he's right. I think you're right. It's
certain
the Dollar General, strict dollar.
They would pride themselves on a strict dollar pricing system.
Oh. Dollar Tree has multiple prices.
Right. Okay.
It's a tree of dollars.
That money don't fall off that tree.
There's more than $1 on the tree.
But it's very nice to see you today. I just want to be very well-mannered today, you know, with our language.
Oh,
that's all.
I wondered what the hell you were doing. Now I know what that is.
I'm going to be very proper.
I had forgotten all about it. Good God, so. All right.
Did you get in trouble?
No, not at all. No.
This weekend.
He doesn't hold on to things.
He really can't. It's impossible. Hardy doesn't even know.
I don't even know.
There's nothing to know. Nothing.
Oh, God. We'll go to the football game this weekend.
I like football.
It's Patriots, Cowboys. And Zoe, you've got a take on this game. What is your take on the game? Listen to this. It opened at -1 for Dallas. It's now -4.
Mm-hmm.
The line has moved.
Keep moving that line.
3 full points since opening. And Dallas is now a 4-point favorite at New England this weekend. How does the game go?
We are not allowed to, when we do our picks at the end of the week on Friday, at 10:50, We are not allowed to select the local team. We're not allowed to do that. We pick other games. If this was the week where I could take my chips and push them all to the middle of the table, I would ride the Patriots in this game. Because I look at the rest of the league and you just see it. Even with a team like Kansas City, three losses already. And there's a lot made of Bill's reaction to that game. And he was in quite a jovial mood for the last couple days. Now, I don't know why. Because that was a frustrating game to call. They were never in control that game. But they did enough to hang around and win the game at the end. And I don't know what that does for you unless he looks at it and he says, F it. We're in with everybody else. This thing ain't over. Let's just get in this thing. You find a way to pop Dallas on Sunday. Things change then. Because you're right into Jet Week and you're looking at 4-3. I don't want to get ahead of things because this team's not good enough to do that yet. But this is kind of where it starts. What I do know about this team, watching them through about five games, is they play to the level of their competition. That doesn't mean you're a good team when you do that. Because most good teams don't do that. Bad teams do that. They need to get out of that mode. They need to get out of that funk. They need to play every week like they did against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They played well enough against Miami. That was about a level competition. Dallas is coming in riding high. They won four in a row. They aren't well coached. This is one where you load up game plan-wise. Bill gave them a victory Monday after the game. If you listen to Patriots.com and you see the post-game where they come together and Bill says, see you all Wednesday, big week. Wait a minute, that was Sunday, so Monday, Tuesday. Wow, we don't see you guys for 3 days. Now, granted, guys are going to go and get their treatment and go to work. You never get a zero that shows up Monday or Tuesday because everybody's in the building. That's just Bill saying see you Wednesday and be ready to go. I think this is a big week for them. It's a big week for them from a season standpoint. You win this game, you're in the mix. Things change. The way you feel about this football team changes. They need a marquee win. They haven't won at home yet. You don't win three at home in the month of September. That's embarrassing. They need to turn the tables here. 4:30 start, amped up crowd, big team coming in. Everybody loves the Cowboys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Everything you've said is correct, but you haven't told me why they're going to win the game.
Because I think they're going to go get Dak. I do. You think you sit there, well, they didn't get Davis Mills last week. They didn't want to get Davis Mills. I think they were down a corner. I think they managed that game defensively, keep stuff. Let's not let the big play, even though you got the big play on a flea flicker and another busted one where McCourty took the wrong angle and Joe Williams got spun around. Not going to have Joe Williams in this game. Let's get Mills up and running. Let's scheme some things. Let's go get this guy's ass. Let's get Jimmy Collins in the game. And Dak really doesn't want to run. He wants to throw. Dak's a thrower. What's going to be made this week? Oh, he's strong. He is strong. He can run. Like that's, I'm talking 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3. Dak will run. But he's not coming out to run on 1st and 2nd and that. He wants to push it. He wants to push it to Lamb. Hit Lamb. Take him out of the game. That guy's in and out some games. Cooper, he'll play. But we saw Amari Cooper shut it down here in New England a couple years ago.
He did. That is true.
So they don't have the perfect mix of guys, even though it looks sexy for them at 4-1. This is ripe for the picking this week. This really is. You're gonna be the underdog at home. Go out there and get their ass. Get to 3-3 and get feeling good about yourself. And then start your season. Let's go. Great. That's what Greg Bedard said. It's October. Season started. Big Boy Tuesday yesterday.
Well, it would give them a win against a good team. They haven't done that
yet. They haven't done that. And I think that's when you start feeling good about yourself.
I don't feel good about it.
Beating crappy teams, that doesn't get you anywhere.
I don't feel good about it because I watched the game Sunday.
Yeah.
And anyone who did, I don't know how you could be feeling so positive right now.
I just take it week to week. I take it week to week and what's the setting? What's the scenario? Who's coming in? What's the background there? It's a perfect spot for Dallas to lose. Favorite on the road. Everybody's going to be watching 4:30. Watch them get popped. They'll do something stupid. They will.
That's like fantasy talk there. Like, yeah, they're going to pop them. Like, but yet, all right.
Well, I think this is the game your front comes alive in, defensive front.
I feel better if you had football reasons based in something like historically that's happened over the last 5 weeks.
Well, what have they done last 5 weeks? They've done nothing but rotate guys in the front, in four, out five, in five.
And you don't think that will continue?
No, I think you just let's figure out what we do well, and let's leave the guys in to play well, and let's go get his ass. Get Jamie Collins in the game. Put Hightower on the outside. Put Collins in the middle.
I mean, Hightower
I'm fine
is
with that.
Coming
you're going to need Bentley against the run.
The
yep. You're gonna need Bentley against the run. I'd put Bentley and Collins in the middle, Hightower outside, along with Van Noy and Judon. I mean, figure out which bigs you want. You know Dietrich Wise isn't coming out of the game. They always leave him in. But get Lawrence Guy in here. Let's go. Let's get Barnmore. Let's get after it.
All right. Well, this is not a one-dimensional offense. They can run.
Sure.
They can throw. And they've won games. And I just don't know what to cling to for the Patriots defensively right now to say they're going to slow down the Dallas offense. They're going to get after Dak. Okay. Well, that would be something new. We haven't seen anything to lead us to believe that that's going to happen Sunday. I hope you're right, Zoe.
I don't know what this team is, and they need to prove what they are. But I know going into that Tampa game, I thought they were going to get smoked, and they didn't. But there's something there to that.
The Patriots are home underdogs because they have not been a very good football team. And I think it has not a lot to do with Mac Jones and the quarterback situation. There are issues there as well, but I really don't feel like that's the problem on this team. Mm-hmm. And some others have sort of pointed to that as being one of the major problems on the team, including Rex Ryan, who has had some commentary on Mac Jones, which we are going to get to coming up next. We also have Bert Breer, who will be joining us coming up at 11 today. Plenty to get to with Bert. And we're going to have a fun day here on the show, so okay?
Yes, sir.
So cheer up over there in your new jacket.
Let's go.
And the best part of the day is this. Twice today, we are giving away tickets to Sunday's game against Dallas.
Go see the Patriots win on Sunday.
The first chance to win is at 11:30. We'll also give away a second pair at 1:30, so be here for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right.
But it's
a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So the question, Rex, is, are the Patriots a playoff team? Go.
Not no, but hell no.
Hell no, Rex.
Hell no. Say what you just because you got a pea shooter at quarterback, give me a break right here. This team should have been beat by the Houston Texans right now. Now a playoff team, no chance in this thing. They look, their defense is not as good as they've been. There's another one that should have been picked up. Hey, the ball travels down the field more than 15 yards. Uh-oh, that's bad news for this guy right here. He reminds me he's closer to Danny Warfel than he is Tom Brady.
Whoa.
Watch out! Watch out!
Not Danny Warfel. I mean, Mac Jones is like one of the first quarterbacks since, I think Tom Brady has 80% completion in three straight weeks with multiple touchdowns and whatnot. Rex, to say he's Danny Warfel. This kid does is get completions.
If you continue shooting layups, I'd expect your percentage to be high.
Well, then stop the layups.
They're below 500 team.
Throw the ball outside the numbers. Prove you can throw
they're
it outside
They're below 500
the numbers.
Team because of a missed field goal. They're very easily sitting here at
22.
Well, that's disingenuous, too, to say that they only lost the Buccaneers game because of a missed field goal.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Love the shoulda, right?
Yeah, come on.
Patriots should have won game one if they didn't fumble, too, right? But they didn't.
Was that Orlovsky? Was that his voice at the end there? That was mostly Rex Ryan, as you heard, saying, hell no, the Patriots are not a playoff team.
Not right now, they're not.
They've got a pea shooter at quarterback in Mac Jones.
That's a bit much.
And, oh no, look out when he throws it over 15 yards, then you're in trouble. That's the perception of Mac Jones and the Patriots offense from at least one national pundit, if you will.
One national pundit that has it in for you, that really doesn't like
him. Does he?
He doesn't like Bill. Sure, he was drawing mustaches on Bill's face last week. They were up here for game day. He was down there clowning around.
Listen, when I've heard Rex, I don't think he has it out for the Patriots like other guys have over the years.
I don't think it's an agenda has it out. He's not rooting for him. What's the breakdown there? Like, give me the reasons why. Just over 15 yards?
He thinks their offense is inept. That's what he feels like.
It feels like that at
times.
It feels
like it can't get the job done, which he's not wrong about in terms of putting points on the board. They've struggled to do it.
They put drives together, though. You're not inept when you could drive the ball 10, 12, 14, 15 plays and you're doing it with a rookie. I mean, we're past the 5-game point now. Let's cut it loose a little with them. I think they're starting to. Mac Jones is not your problem. And then you had four different starters on the offensive line, and he won a football game on the road. Coulda, shoulda, shoulda, right?
So the question is, which side of the ball is a bigger problem on this team? If you're thinking that the Patriots are going to have a bad record, they're not going to be a playoff team, why is that? It's a little bit of both. But if you had to pick one side of the ball, which one's worse?
I'm saying defense, and something has to change. And I say that because of the stupidity of the big plays that were given up. Flea flicker, and then that ridiculous spin move by Jowan where he gets tied up, and then guy makes a catch, and Devin takes a bad angle and misses the kill shot. Like, that's bad football. Those are plays that, those are scoring plays. Two big, long scoring plays. Take those out. Now you're talking. Like, I think it's too substitutional on defense. There's no rhythm. I mean, how many penalties, how many timeouts have you had through five games? Because we don't have the right personnel on the field. But our guy Winovich, I'm here. I'm halfway out. Am I on? Am I off? Here? What? Wait, you're saying stay? You're saying go? What do I do? That confusion can't happen five weeks in. We're in month two.
I feel like that's a train wreck thing that has happened on that side of the ball. And the other part is, and this is not related to scheme or to talent level or to focus level when it comes to the things you're just referencing. How about the fact that when you're on the field early in a game as a defense, that you try and set the tone? And no matter how it is you're playing, whether you're playing man, you're playing zone on the outside, whatever it is, they've got to be more physical. They do.
Yeah.
They've got to actually put some fear into somebody. Did the Texans offense look way too comfortable early in the game on Sunday?
That kid was flat-footed.
That was embarrassing.
It bugged me how comfortable David Mills was in that game. Davis Mills.
You don't even know his name.
I know his name, Davis Mills.
He's playing loose.
Yeah.
Felt good.
That's just like an intangible, it's not an intangible thing, but it's a side item that the Patriots seem to be lacking. Like, where the hell's the intensity? Okay, sometimes you can make up for being in the wrong spot on the field by playing an intense brand of defense.
You think they're going to let Dak sit there and pick them apart?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to go get him.
Okay, I'd love to see it.
They need to pick a certain set, and let these guys play a little bit. Let them get in rhythm. Why'd you go pick Jamie Collins up?
Because you need speed. Because your linebackers are so ridiculously slow. And not to say he's a speed demon anymore, but he's faster than what they have.
He's athletic.
Yeah they don't have it. They have no athleticism in that group.
Like, that's telling that they had to go make a move in month number one and go get Jamie Collins third time around.
Yeah.
I like it. I like that Jamie's here, but that's telling. Tells you got some issues. That's why I'm worried about the defense.
You should be.
Yeah.
You should be worried about them Sunday.
Worried about Mills. What if
Davis
he gets sick
Mills
up?
Was comfortable.
What if Jonathan
and Dak Prescott will not be? I just, as far as predictions go, I'm not going to do that.
When's the last time Jonathan Jones made it through an entire season healthy? Like, that guy always gets nicked up. See, he goes down. You already got Jalen Mills down.
I was going to say, what's Jalen Mills' status for Sunday? Are we assuming he's back?
I think he's back.
You know that? You're hearing something?
I don't think he's back.
Okay, well, that makes me feel
that'll be good because that gets everything back in play. I don't need Miles Bryant out there running around.
But then they can also just hand off.
Yeah.
And don't forget that.
Yep.
Two good backs.
I take Christian Barmore, and I don't feed him this week.
You don't feed him anything?
Nope. He's getting mad.
So he's not allowed to have an egg salad sandwich?
He could, if he comes down here and has $2 on him.
He's got $2.
We can put it through the door. Yeah.
Is there a back cracking that you get complimentary with an egg salad sandwich?
Yeah, we can work on that. Sure.
He's selling back cracks for $2 also. Yes. You saw the sign.
Yeah, again, he's desperate for money after buying that jacket.
Ask anybody in the office if the back cracks feel good. Make them feel
work. Tom, good. Thanks.
Yep, Alex. Alex has been around. But yeah, people lined up out here.
You know, Hardy and I have supplied all of the product for the store. And now it feels like Zoe's starting a secondary store where everything's
$2. I've not taken any money out of that kitty. And you know that. And I Venmo'd you multiple times. Huh. Hardy's like, where did you pay for that?
Hardy's
the
money.
The money. It's almost like I feel shame going over there, but it's like, he's looking through the window. Are you paying for it?
No, the money thing will work itself out. What I'm worried about is liability. It's one thing to be serving hand-assembled egg salad from those hands.
Lawyer, our legal team has already advised us against this.
Once you get into
make your own
spine manipulation, this is where I don't even know that we could get insured at this point.
No. Between those two items? No.
The second one is
and neurosurgeons across town are licking their chops.
There's some little outs here because we're in the midst of switching like all the different payroll and insurance stuff and all that. So it's kind of a loophole right now.
No, there's no loophole.
No loophole.
Yeah. Why don't you open up a little trampoline park next to it, too? Ooh. See if we can get, you know, shut down entirely.
Call Ty Law right now.
How about a skydiving
school? Maybe a swimming pool while you're at it.
Trampoline. Yeah, I get my man Ty.
Axe throwing range.
Get my man Ty. We can do the V1 Vodka and trampoline park.
Let's go to the phones. Mike is in Peabody. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? So you kind of just hit on it, but Zoe kept saying, we're going to drop back, we're going to hit Dak, we're going to be all over them. They haven't wanted to throw this yet. They're very willing to hand it off to two backs that I have zero confidence in us stopping. And on the off chance that we do stop them, yes, then they can throw it to CeeDee Lamb, they can throw it to their tight ends, they can throw it to Amari Cooper. There is zero chance that we, number one, can stop them with the defense, and then number two, that I have any confidence in our run game and the receivers that we don't have.
Yeah.
Maybe Hunter Henry catches a touchdown, but we're not stopping the Cowboys. That's a fantasy,
though. I mean, it's fantasy, but I thought exactly the same way you felt, you know, 2 weeks ago. And that's proven wrong. And Tampa has better skill people. And Tampa has two backs. And the quarterback's better. Their defense is actually a hell of a lot better than Dallas's. Yeah, I felt the same way. So I adjust week to week. And I saw how crappy they played in Houston for 35 minutes. And not teams that are not good play to the level of their competition. That's a bad trait. Because you need to continuously come out and be the same team and take care of people right from the get-go. They can't. And until they do that, they got to beat a good team and they got to win at home. Something's got to give here.
Ben in Barrington. Ben.
Hey, 2 years ago, there was a monsoon, and you guys had the defensive player of the year. We got Trayvon Diggs this year, so shutting down Cooper is a little different 2 years ago, for starters. And we don't have the ginger clapper on the sidelines.
Yeah, I don't think that you got much better.
I don't think you got upgraded.
We got Mike McCarthy now. Yeah, that guy blows. Why are you celebrating that?
Not like you game plan to shut him down. I saw him raise his hand and tap out on key drives and just go to the sideline. Like, he didn't even want to be out there on the field. You were there. You saw it. Like, where the hell's 19? Oh, my God, he's tapping out. I said it during the broadcast. I remember the game vividly.
I think they did get somewhat of an upgrade in Mike McCarthy, but not much. He's louder, which doesn't hurt. Well,
and the reason I'm confident, too, in this game.
So I want you to go back and watch Hard Knocks this week before this game. Because I know that you will just have so much fun referencing it on the broadcast.
I'm going to do that. And there's a whole other element, too, we haven't talked about defensively. We could do that next.
Okay.
All right.
We can do that next. All also, Tommy Curran says the Patriots aren't good anymore. He had a good column this week on where the Patriots are. And more of your calls and what you think about this upcoming game on Sunday, which we are giving away tickets to in 1 hour. 1 hour from now, we'll give away our first pair of tickets. Here's Artie.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Sub.
Zone Beetle. Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone.
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This team continues to be hard to pin down, but I think that the upshot of what we're watching is a team that has actually made Trent Dilfer's proclamation 7 years later come to fruition. They're not good anymore. For this year, we've been talking about uncharacteristic errors, Phil, that the Patriots have made, that they're not playing like the Patriots. But the mistakes that they're making, they're now characteristic. And they are playing like the Patriots. This is who they are. After an 8-0 start in 2019, the Patriots are 13-17 since. Since Thanksgiving of that year, Phil, they're 11-16. Since the start of 2020, they're 9-12. And the wins that they have are three times over the Jets among those nine wins. And the others are against the Dolphins, Raiders, Ravens, Cardinals, Chargers, Texans, The only games that I call stirring wins out of those nine will be the 43-0 demolition of San Diego, i.e. Los Angeles, clap myself, and the upset of Baltimore last year on a Sunday night.
Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, talking about the state of the Patriots and where they are right now.
Yeah, he's right on a lot of it, man.
He's got a column up on NBCSportsBoston.com. Headline is "What You See Is What You Get" with these 2021 Patriots and a bad win, playing poorly against the Texans, as I know he was describing in his column. Go check it out for yourself, yep. NBCSportsBoston.com. But I sort of feel the same way he does.
They don't have an identity on defense. Like I don't know what they are. You know, sometimes you'll say, okay, well, at least last couple of years, you're like, hey, they're a big nickel defense. That's what they're going to do. They're going to do the three safeties and all that. And they got down there, and Phillips was effective. Same thing with Duggar. You're still kind of that, but I don't know what you are front-wise. You have so many damn rotations. It's time to stop rotating so much.
He wrote this, and I think it's just ridiculously accurate for Sunday's game. He said the Patriots weren't hanging by a thread all day because of their patchwork offensive line, missing four of five starters. Failed to show up. It wasn't because of that. It was because they, A, couldn't get off the field defensively in the first half. Yep. B, routinely allowed rookie quarterback Davis Mills to throw over, through, and around them. And C, had another game where fumbles, penalties, and defensive busts showed up. Note that he does not name Mac Jones in there. And you had another defensive point about this.
It's a Dan Quinn defense. Let me say, okay, it's a Dan Quinn defense. What's a Dan Quinn defense? It's the same old Seattle cover three. It's that Legion of Boom style where they like the big high safety. You get an aggressive, strong safety. They have a really good corner in Diggs. He's got six picks, one for a pick six. He's a big corner, 6'2", you know, kid from Alabama. So it's not one of those quick, small corners. Maybe you could do some stuff against him. You know, maybe you could get him to turn the hips, expose him. I think Bourne could have a good day against him. I just like Josh's history calling games against these type of defenses, whether it was Seattle, you know, in the Super Bowl. You go to Atlanta, we all know the 28-3, how that transpired. You know, they like to clog up the middle and you win on the outside.
Yep.
And Mac Jones's accurate throwing gives you a chance on the outside. He can throw comebacks, he can throw curls, he can throw post corners. Yeah, I think there's going to be plays to be made on the outside. You know, maybe for free up Jonnu Smith, get him running with one of those linebackers. You know, Dan Quinn's stupid like that. He won't adjust to you. He'll do what he does. And then that's where Josh comes into play. It's a big one for Josh. He should be licking his chops against his defense. Offensively,
did you catch any of his Zoom gathering yesterday?
Who's Zoom?
McDaniels.
Oh, I did not.
You hear that his wife has been critical of his play calling?
Yeah, I saw his mom and dad, too. They were critical, too.
He gets home, and he hears it from his wife about the play calling.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody liked those two screen calls.
I like her. Never met her.
Yep.
Don't know anything about her. I like hearing that,
she comes
though.
In.
He gets out.
You know what he
did? Damn it, Josh.
You know what you get?
Sit down.
Reheated mac and cheese. What the hell are you doing running two screens down inside the red zone and then kicking it? Oof. That screen to Bourne. What the hell was that? She leaves him a note at the table. Be better.
Be better.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, she writes a note. Let me write it on the post-it here, Josh. No more Bolden in the red zone.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob. He's in Quincy. Bob!
Hey, Bob!
Good morning, guys.
How are you doing?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. So,
very nice.
This morning, I saw on ESPN, they did their power rankings, and we're 19th. But the theme of the power rankings was like most improved player, and Reese had Jacoby Myers. And that's what I think the problem is. Nothing against Jacoby. He's really good. I like him. But I think the problem with this team, it's not just one side of the ball, guys, or the other. It's that your second, third, and fourth year players that I thought, even last year, showed promise, they haven't elevated their game collectively to the point where they're making a lot of impact plays. Uche, Onwenu, Wynn, Winovich, Bentley, Damian Harris.
Duggar.
I think Duggar.
Duggar's a big one.
These guys need to be making better plays.
I'm sorry, what's the complaint about Duggar? Both of you guys, Bob and Zoe.
They're just bigger play potential, impact plays. Yeah. He's around the ball. Pardon me?
Yeah. Well, sorry. No, Bedard was talking about Duggar yesterday, too. He's just not. I think the kid's great physical player, has that potential to be that, but he's not making impact plays that he needs to make. I mean, and anyway, he's a second year guy, but like.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah, and I appreciate your comments, sir.
Bob, good call. Thanks.
It's really like the impact plays are made by Phillips. You see the instincts there. I think what we saw from Duggar last year, then you have different expectations of the player coming in, and you want that player to meet. You just haven't seen it yet through five games. Not to say he won't be that. And maybe they were sniffing around looking for some more help back there in the back end as they were in the front end with Jamie Collins. And maybe something didn't come to be there. But we'll see with Duggar. I like him. He's a good player. He's always around the ball. He's not giving up big plays. He's not getting smoked and busting coverages. You just want to see like more disruption. Like when he came up and hit that center from Seattle last year and knocked him 3 yards on his ass. It's those type of plays. Disruption.
Yeah, but if you don't count rookies, defense, right? I mean, let's not count rookies. Let's just go over the names of the first three picks of the last three drafts. You ready for this?
And sure.
Tell me if they're making huge impacts on the team. You've already answered on Kyle Duggar, Josh Uche, Anfernee Jennings.
Yeah, I've seen Jennings.
N'Keal Harry, Jovan Williams, Chase Winovich.
Winovich, you see him make plays.
Isaiah Wynn, Sony Michel, Duke Dawson.
Oof. Wow. Wow.
Those are the first three picks in each of the last three drafts prior to this year. We're not going to hold anything against rookies, but the rookies this year, Mac Jones, Christian Barmore, Ronnie Perkins, were the first three picks the Pats made.
Isn't that the mesmerizing thing with Winovich, too? Because you'll see him out there, and like he stands out when he makes plays. He's got a knack for sort of getting around there, getting to the quarterback. Like you want more of it, and then the snaps go down. And then there's times where like, well, that's not part of the game plan for whatever reason. Like, he wants to play more, but for whatever reason, he's not playing more. And he's not a first down guy. I mean, he's bad against the run. He's tough against the run. He's better on third down. And it just seems like his commentary and the way his approach is, he wants to play more. He's not, I want to say something, but I can't say something. You know, and to be fair to Uche and Duggar and those guys, I don't know what the call is. I don't know what the defensive call is. That may have changed.
Nick is on the South Shore today. Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's Milton?
I wanted to stop the hopium that we have going on in New England these past few weeks, mostly attributed to our Bucs game that we keep referring to, where it was pouring rain. Tom Brady clearly was the most nervous he's been since his first Super Bowl, and we think that this team's just going to revive themselves. We got rid of Gilmore. Clearly, Belichick doesn't believe in his team. I think at the end of the day, we have to all do what losing teams do and group together and be like the Browns of 5 years ago and just take some comfort in losing together. Because that's what I see this team doing for the next few seasons.
Take comfort in losing together. Oh, Nick, that does not sound enjoyable. But it might be true. And I'll tell you this. Nationally, we already played Rex Ryan today. You want to play one of his other buddies? That would be Darrell Revis. There is a joy in piling on the Patriots while they are down. Darrell Revis has got comments on the Patriots. We'll tell you about them coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Did you enjoy your time now?
No, I did not.
Bro, you won a damn Super Bowl,
yeah,
like, bro.
Yeah, would you do it again?
You didn't enjoy that time.
You know, I'm happy for the grind and the hustle of winning Super Bowl 49. But, you know, waking up every day and, you know, walking into the facility and having to deal with the tension. You know, you see why they've been to 10 Super Bowls. You see the hustle and the grind of it. But at the end of the day, there's other philosophies to win. And it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, you got 32 teams with 32 coaches. Some are tense. Some look at things another way. And there's different philosophies to win the game. And When you deal with the things up there, it's a little bit strenuous, and nobody likes it in the locker room. That's being honest. Nobody likes it. So, but are you substituting? You know, walking in there intense every day. You substituting? You know, winning games, and that's what they sell. They sell winning games up there. That's what they do. it works.
Bill Belichick sells winning games to guys like Darrelle Revis, who apparently did not enjoy being a Patriot or winning a Super Bowl.
But it works. And you could definitely see why they've been to 10 Super Bowls.
Like we needed Darrelle Revis to tell us that winning was not the most important thing to him. Like we needed him to actually tell us that. We already knew that about Darrelle Revis.
You said there's other systems and other ways. Well, tell me them. Show me them. Which ones are they? Like Rex, I'm sure, was fun to play for. You never
which
won
other,
with Rex.
Which other winning teams did you play on?
Right.
Darrelle, that won actually, you know, an AFC championship game or a Super Bowl.
Yeah, books were written about the tension and rigidity.
It's a hard place to work. It's a very hard place to work. The thing I question now is, if it continues to be a hard place to work and you don't have the winning games.
That's the issue. That's why they got to turn the page here. They got to start winning.
Their whole way of doing business involves winning games. That's why everyone makes the sacrifice. It's why everybody buys in. It gets harder. You're not winning games. You're showing up every day, and whatever that tenseness is that Darrelle Revis is describing is still going on, but you're walking in, and you're 2-3, or you're 2-4, or whatever the record is, whatever point you're at in the season.
See, like they took you in. Like he's a mercenary. Like he will do anything to get out to make more money with whatever team he plays with, and there's a mindset to that. That's a guy who came in here that had huge money. He already got paid. Before he even became a Patriot, there was already Darrelle Revis of football life made about him. Those are made when you retire. Like, that was already made. And I love Revis. I love watching him play. I think he's one of the greatest ever. But I think at some points, too, like, how important is the winning? Like, to what you brought up. Like, man, I'm in it to make money. It's a business.
I think it was important to him to win precisely once. And after he did,
he validated.
He got slap a it on the resume. Chunk of money, got fat yep. and happy.
We good.
Went to the Jets, and that was it.
Then got them for more money.
He got his title. But look, he's not wrong about I'm sure about people not liking it and about it being a lot about Tom Brady. But what I go back to is everything worked together. And maybe you don't keep Brady there and keep everyone engaged and keep him motivated unless you're running the team like that. You know, it's like the Ringo is the drummer metaphor. Is it the best way of doing things to have him back there? No, but it worked.
Yeah.
And that was the secret sauce. That was the recipe. That was everything that got you all those titles over the span of 20 years. And if you look at one thing individually, in this case, Bill Belichick's philosophy or his personality or the mood in the locker room, was that the best thing? No, if people didn't like it and they, you know, they were miserable a lot of the time, but what was the result? Not saying that it was necessary. You also needed Tom Brady there and you needed Rob Gronkowski. You needed everything else, but you mix it all together in that same pot. And that was part of the formula. And whether you appreciate or enjoy that part of it, you take that part out and there's no way of knowing, but my guess is you don't win. At least with the same consistency that you did over the same period of time. That was part of it.
Nick in Grafton has something on this weekend's game, Patriots Cowboys. What do you got, Nick?
Yo, Zoe.
Yo.
I love you. Love you so much. But even if they started Tony Pollard, they'd beat you guys by at least 10 points.
Well, I don't play there. I mean, so those guys, yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how they're going to win, how they're going to beat the Cowboys.
They're going to be able to throw the ball.
Have you seen how many interceptions Cowboys have?
Yeah. Yeah, I talked about it earlier. Diggs has 6. He has 1 return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
But their scheme is what I'm talking about. I have confidence against their scheme because they've called a lot of games against it and had a ton of success about it.
Are they going to end up in the end zone? That's really
hopefully. Good. Maybe you break this week. I hope so.
Eric is in the car today. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to talk about Dallas's team as a whole. I just don't see Patriots sniffing their jock strap at all this weekend. I mean,
sniffing who's? Wait a minute.
Sorry, what are they doing with the jock strap? What are they doing?
Patriots. They're not going to be able to sniff Dallas's jock strap at all this weekend.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just didn't hear what you said.
I mean, how are we going to handle them on defense? We can't even get the ball more than 20 yards up the field, even just throwing it. Again, go back to the receivers gaining yards after the catch. They can't do it. They can't handle it.
Right. Well, we apologize for Nick's word choice there. It's somewhat offensive, sniff, you know, that term. Try to be better on the program.
Will you just stop? Please. Being a prick.
Yes. Can't say prick. People
stop.
Get pissed.
Just stop. For real. There, I put an end to it, T-Bone. There it is.
Thank you.
I put the end to that. Chris is in Hartford. Hey, Chris.
Hey, morning, fellas.
Hey.
So glad to see you on TV. I'm sitting here relaxing on my day off.
What's up?
Hey, so, La'el, what's his name, Collins for Dallas? Another disciplined player got caught for bribery. He's out, the right tackle. What is McCarthy going to do if Belichick throws the magic at him and exposes him? Should he get fired in Dallas? And you guys taking reservations for that midday market? I think I might want to have a sandwich with Hardy. Have a good one, guys.
Okay. Dude, why is he bringing up the bribery situation there?
With Lyle Collins?
Yeah, he's already been out.
Yeah, he's out. So I don't understand the firing of Mike McCarthy.
I don't either.
They're 4-1 right now.
No, I don't get that.
He's just trying to create some confusion and havoc into the show right now.
Ralph and Revere. Ralph.
You can come to the midday market, though, if you want. We do take reservations.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
So before you cut me off when I say I think you guys are coddling Darrell Revis, I don't get why these guys, I get the heat. They dissed his mother with the tickets. That was not classy. I get that part.
Oh, at the ring ceremony. Is that what that was about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that part. That was kind of non-classy. But these guys come in. He's talking about how, nobody liked it here in the locker room and everything. But all these guys come here with the intention of winning a Super Bowl. That's what they do. They use us. We gave them big money. I mean, where was he before? It is a business. Why do we have to listen to these guys? They admire the Patriots way until they get here.
Yeah, he didn't. He hated. He was on record with
our job and work with, something with a hammer or something. These guys are having fun.
Nah, you can't compare those things ever.
I remember him with
of course, none of these guys have real everyday jobs like you do, Ralph. I mean, you're going to waste your time.
There was an interview with him and Gronkowski together. I remember sitting there saying, like, I hate New England. I hate Belichick. I hate everything about New England. Then he came here, took the money, and won and left and got more money. What's the problem? I don't think we're coddling Darrell Revis.
Why wouldn't they let the mother into the ring ceremony? What the hell was the story with that?
You got to respond with a certain time. You need to get in there. Right name. Didn't match up.
That seems pretty outrageous, quite frankly.
Yeah,
we're going to have Bert Breer in studio with us coming up right after the headlines here. There are no commercials. We're giving away a pair of tickets at 11:30 today. That's our first pair of Patriots tickets we'll be giving away on this show. That's just 28 minutes from now. You don't want to miss it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.